House Public Education Committee Chairman Dan Huberty pushed out HB 3, the public school finance reform bill, and after a review of his talking points, I don't see much real reform that makes anything simpler except in how busing money's handled. The headline, House proposes $6.3 billion in new education spending, $2.7 billion in tax relief, says much. And when you look at the plan, the tax relief appears to be another one-time drop in the property tax rate for schools, which, if past experience is a guide, which of course it is, will be a savings soon disappeared. Dropping the rates, not reforming, HB 3 leaves out the excellent long-term fundamental reform of letting voters have an automatic tax increase ratification election if a district were to raise taxes above a certain percentage. About the only simplification to the convoluted funding system in the legislative talking points list related to transportation funding, aka busing. In fact, the whole bill looks like just another big payoff of more than $6 billion of our dollars to public schools with little forcing them to put the money into effective, measurable classroom use. We've been down this same road many times before, and we know that most of the money ends up in the non-instructional administrative side. Maybe we'll learn more that'll change minds in coming weeks, but my first read of HB 3 is that it tries to appease each major school lobby group with more money and does almost zero to simplify and make more transparent our convoluted school finance system, which I thought was the point of reform. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.